Ben Abdi, illusory energy. Maya means misconception. And he is the master of misconception. The Jiva Chaitanya as a whole, which is in the clutches of Maya, misconception, that is Shiva, Jiva Chaitanya. Vulnerable Jiva Chaitanya, not invulnerable. No.
Is his body material or spiritual? His body is material or spiritual?
Spiritual, everything is spiritual, but influenced by material means vulnerable, changing element, which is not constant, which is misconceived. The misconception can change, and proper conception does not change. That also has a change, but that is some play, vidas.
In seventh canto, Prabhupada writes in a purport that Lord Shiva is a post. So I was surprised, I just read that. Does
post
it mean anybody
means
can become a Lord Shiva?
Shakti, shakti. Post means shakti, potency. Jiva potency as a whole, you may tell. Shakti means force. Force not inanimate, but living force, that is power. Force is generally is considered inanimate, and the power is a living force. And more, it is power.
Not force, post. P-O-S-T, post.
Post.
Position.
Position, post.
Post.
Can the Jiva become Shiva?
Post. Post means
government post.
Government post.
Yeah, like the president
appointed.
Is a post.
Appointed post.
Yeah.
To render particular duty.
Yes.
Can a Jiva become Lord Shiva? That is the question.
Yes, Jiva can be Shiva, similar to Shiva. Jiva may be similar to Shiva. All divided souls holds the similar position of Shiva. And then they pass into Vaikuntha and becomes servants of Narayana and Krishna. Pasubaddhu bhavit jiva pasubukta sadashiva. When under misconception, every soul is jiva. And when above misconception, every soul may be considered as Shiva. But when enters, after liberation, enters into service in Vaikuntha, and he is Narayana Das, and he can enter into Goloka, then he is Krishna Das. Shiva means generally a liberated soul. Shiva. But in the relativity of Maya, Shiva. Sadashiva, the more original aspect of Shiva, he is a devotee, Sadashiva. Shiva Lok is there, just below Vaikuntha, crossing Brahma Lok, there is Shiva Loka. The devotee Shiva lives there. And then the Brahma Loka, Tallinga Bhagavan Sambhu, Shiva, the portion of Mahavishnu that comes in contact with Narayana as a ray and creates a movement in the Maya, and this creation begins. That is a portion of consciousness is mingled with some exploiting possibility. Then they gradually develops into this world. The exploiting possibility of colonization. Some foreigners come to colonize in the exploiting area. That combination is Shiva and developed into so many Jiva when already engaged in exploitation. Jiva. a portion of consciousness mingled with the potency of exploitation, and that gradually develops into this world. The jayidam bhajyati jagat, one has an enjoyer within, and something enjoyed, materialistic things evolve in this way. Consciousness.
Rudra
is a part of Shiva. When he is used only in destruction, generally that is said Rudra. Sometimes he comes from the forest of Brahma. After creation, then the solution is necessary, he comes to dissolve as Rudra. Brahma is an ordinary jiva, may be raised in the function of Brahma. But jiva when mukta, he attains the position of a Shiva. Pasha mukta sada Shiva. And Shiva, the mukta jiva, first crossing the stage of Shiva, it becomes sada Shiva, and then from Shiva it may again, there is vulnerability, again may come here. But from Sadashiva he may not come down, but he may progress on the higher side by the help of dedication. In the beginning, the calculative dedication and then spontaneous dedication, the innermost nature of everyone. It is spontaneous dedication, and that is Goloka. And there is also specification, gradation, there, everywhere. Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri. Yeah. Hey, Nimai.
Nimai,
son.
Nimai,
okay. No. Gaurhuri, go.
Please accept
our
humble
obeisances. Huh? Yeah.
Take
a high. Do you know that Sarva
Bhavana? Sarva Bhavana. Tell me. I have heard of him in Calcutta.
Sarva Bhavana. He told he would go to Vrindavan this week. Whether he has come back from there, I don't know. Sarva Bhavana. Charushami, you are known? No.
No, I have heard of him.
Hare Krishna. Hare Gaurav.
Jagorendu Prabhu is saying that Sarva Bhavana is still in Vrindavan.
I was told he was staying there for 2 weeks more.
At the same time, we shall think that I cannot attain the fullest degree. I shall try, I am out to try for that which is impossible, to know the infinite. I have come to try. And satisfied with very little things. Not much ambition, but at the same time, some disinterestedness also is in me, and some sort of common sense. My Guru Maharaj and also my godbrothers had some certificate for me, not an aggressor. I was forcibly almost, by affection's force, taken into the connection of ISKCON. And now I was forcibly almost, by affection's force, taken into the connection of ISKCON. Or to capture them. I am sitting straight here, and anyone coming to me, according to my own conscience, I am extending my helping hand to them. Kirtanananda Swami. But those who are coming are using you They are using you for their own political ends. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, I am not supposed to see things through your eyes. I have got my own eyes. I am 55 years in connection. Is that I am old, I am tired, I can't talk anymore now. If you find any necessity to meet me, you will have to come sometime after, especially perhaps in the morning time. I am a little in good health at that time. Now I am almost finished. I can't talk longer. If you come again, I shall try to put my things more slowly and judiciously and in an appealing way. Jai Pataka Swami. The point was, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, now I can't move. My energy finished almost. I can't speak anymore. Jai Pataka Swami says to others, you can tell Maharaj that we just wanted to Sridhar Maharaj, Jai Pataka Maharaj, Jai Pataka Swami, we just wanted to stress that it is not a question of anything personal, and neither is anything personal. It is a question of only what policy to adopt in terms of allowing Sridhar Sridhar Maharaj, why do you talk now? I can't listen to that. Because if you speak, then I shall have to reply. But I am unable to reply, so you will think that Maharaj could not reply. I don't like that. So if you want to talk more, I am ready, but you must come at some suitable time. I am not lacking in reasoning or in representing Shastric quotation. Anyway, I am finished now. I can't talk more. Gaur Hari Bol.
Not much of objection.
No trace of Mayavadi. Oh, Krishna Katha.
You can keep one copy.
Yes, Maharaj.
In your office.
Definitely. Your speech is also sweet when excited. Still sweet. Not different. Govinda Maharaj taught Sri Siddhanta Nidhim. All Siddhanta is here. Perfect Siddhanta. Nobody can argue. Just 9 o'clock now.
If necessary, they may take class. Jyoti tomorrow, you are only one of you. Today I won't
get him out. Rest.
Go on with the original idea to make a very gorgeous presentation, a very international flavor full book. Should the original, that idea go on, or should a volume be printed more modestly, even with what has been done now?
What does he say?
He wants to know what is your good opinion.
but
should it be published in a gorgeous way, or should it be published in a simple way for the time
anyway,
being?
Anyway, it may go to the hands of the.
So long as it's published.
Anyway.
Just so long as it's done.
In both ways, it may happen. Also.
But now it's become obsessive.
Anyway,
no way.
It will come out.
It will come
out. And then may develop gradually. But anyway, it should come out in the market.
Yes.
And the next is that Vimodama Stotra.
Yes, very good.
It is very natural,
yeah.
The life and the teachings of Mahaprabhu.
Very good.
Babaji Maharaj has gone away.
Yes.
He appreciated my sloka very much.
Yes.
And almost in his Delhi, production or capitulation, so many sloka from my Nikota. And his Delhi bhajan. You have seen him?
Yes. Many times.
He visited Chaitanya Chandrodaya Math.
Yes.
So
many times.
Times. Along with me.
Yes.
Myself, Babaji Maharaj, and Paramahansa Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, all along with Swami Maharaj, we are taking prasadam there. And there is a photo of that. Ishame Banukam Patham Aham Agyana Yantama Nhasayan Matmuhavastu Gyana Deepi Nubhasata. The Mayavadis, they give quotation here. They, after so much continued pure devotion, then ultimately they are rewarded with Gyan. Gyana Deepi Nubhasata. But I have adjusted in some other way, that this Gyan is not that Gyan you mean. Vishwanath Chakravarti only, he has given a suggestion, the Gyan of Vaishishtra, not ordinary Gyan. This Gyan has some Vaishishtra, speciality. And what is that speciality? That moho, shoka moho, vayapa. The shoka moho, Gyan sunna bhakti. That Jasoda, Sachi Mata, they are also prey to that sort of so-called Soko and Moho. And sometimes he comes in their heart, presents himself in such a
such a clear way that quench their shok and moha, the separation. And that union, sometimes when they are suffering from the separation of Krishna too much, then he comes suddenly and presents himself in their heart in a very glorious way, and then they are satisfied. This is the meaning there. Jnana-dipena bhasata. Sati Mata has cooked many types of curries, and she is shedding tears. These curries are very favorite to my Nimai. Where are you, my Nimai? Who will taste of these things? I have offered them to Gopal. Now who will take the prasad of Nimai? Where you are? Adavadi asrujade bharilanayam. The eyes were full of tears. Aste vaste ami jai korinu bhakkan. I ran immediately and took all these things just on the front of my mother, and she forgot everything past and could feel that I am his Nimai, I am taking the food. Then again I disappeared. Then again, what is this? Nimai took this food. I saw it with my own eye. But he is not here. Oh, he has taken sannyas. He is now in Jagannath Puri. Then what did I saw? I see. Then have anything? But the pot is empty. Who has fed this? All these things, discussions. Hare Krishna, Spurti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Krishna. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. Due to Jnana Sunna Bhakti, that ignorant devotion, type of devotion, the shoka and the moha, that sometimes this shoka means
lamentation
and moha, a sort of depression, comes to the devotee. And I go and show myself clearly to them to satisfy, to quench their thirst, and then they feel the relief for the time being. Atma bhavastu, according to some as consort, to some as friend, atma-bhavastho, respective, corresponding relationship. I meet them and they are satisfied for the time being. When the separation is too much acute, then I do in this way. I have come out in this way from the clutches of the Mayavadins. That Gyan is above all. Machitta madgata prana bhudayam tapparasparam kathayantas chumang nittam tushyanti charamanti cha tesang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti budvakam dadami buddhi yugantam jenumam bhajam esame vanukam pat mahamagyana yuntam nasayan matmabhavastu gyanu dipenu bhavasata Param Brahma Param Dhamo Kavittam Param Bhavan Tang Sarsatam Dibbam Adi Devam Ayam Param Ahustam Sarasarvi Devarsi Naradastatha Vasitu Devalabhyasa Svayanchai Bhavavishime Arjun Bhavan Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai, Jai, Jai.
You're also told, Yenamam Upayanti Te Upapati.
Upapati Ravena. Upapati means, and the suggestion I give to you.
Microphone?
Who is there? As a result of our previous karma, we are bound to undergo some natural tendency. The previous samskar. That may be compared as pati. Who has pati means a rightful owner of me. My previous karma as a resultant has got some irresistible command and power over me. That is pati. And the present free will, anyhow, I must take out from it and offer to the Lord. That is upapati. Pati is the demand of the nature for my previous karma, the demand of mind and the body. That has got some power on me, and they won't let me be free to go to Krishna so easily. They will try to take back. But we have to deceive that force, that internal force, and stealthily we have to take away our freedom to the sweet feet of the Divine Master. And he is also a very clever thief. He will also take it and digest it. And he is very fond of that. Krishna is very fond of that stolen. That stolen thing is very favorite to him. Vraji prasiddham navanita chauram gopanganam cha dukula chauram imanam munina manasa chauram chauragra gannam I namami. The ki bale arch thief. Arch villain, mane sardar, the leader, the expert. He is so, his nature, all the thieving, exploiting. Na ki bale otake, lootpat ke ki bale? Lootpat, not exploit, but similar thing.
Plundering.
Thieving, plundering. Plundering. His own thing. He wants to enjoy in any way he likes. Freely. To the extreme freedom. And some say that is the most compassionate side, the graceful side of his. We can't give him, but he stealthily comes and takes his own thing from reluctant giver. So kind, stealthily comes to our heart and stake the best thing there. So kind. Our defects ignoring our defects of thought, deed, words, that we belong to Him. Of course, sometimes in our good condition we want to offer the everything in me belongs to you, sir, please take. But there also may be some sort of insincerity. Independent of that, He comes and is stealing everything from my heart. Such a great master He is. The great lover. The principle of love is of such way. Love means that. Mercy means that. He can take the most and He can give the most. He is so inner plane. He is existing in such an inner plane, the nature of which is such. He can take most and He can give most beyond our expectation in both the cases. He is such. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Kampati kathayasi imisi sampati ko vapriti mayatu gopati tanaya kunji gopavadhuti vitang brahma. Just before this, Raghupati Upadhyaya says to Mahaprabhu, Sutimapare smritimitare bharatamanye bhajantu bhavavita ahamiha nandang bandhe yashyalinde parang brahma. Let the other scholars go to Sruti, some to Smriti, some to Mahabharata. But I don't care for all these things. My best conclusion that I want to make friendship with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, he is my real ideal of life. The Parabrahma, he is crawling on his compound. What is this? The Parabrahma, he is crawling in his compound. So, some sort of enchanting capacity he has got. I don't mind for Shruti, Smriti, all these things. I want this house dance. I want to make friendship, to make a closer association with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda kima karod brahman seyo eva mahudayan jasudava mahabhaga papu yushyastanam. Sukhdev also, these also feeling wonder. What wonder? The Nanda and Jasuda. What a wonderful realization they have got. That who is Parabrahma, he has come so close and is sucking the breast of Yashoda. Oh, that's adbhut. That is ever a non-invented way, policy of realization, ever unknown to the thinkers of the revealed truth. No revelation of such order ever come to this plane, even of the scriptural section. It is very, very wonderful, astounding.
Vitamin capsule.
Get it. ideas, Muriya Kaldavak. I go. He's all. মেয়ের হাত আমার থেকে অনেক বড়, সম্পত্তি কত তুমি যে কো বাপ প্রীতি সম্পত্তি কো বাপ প্রীতি Whomever I shall go to say, and who will come to believe my words, so trust me. Gopati tanaya kunji, gopati uti vicham brahmo. What we are told to be brahmo, the highest supreme cause of this world, he has come to entice and to enjoy the girls of Vrindavan. Are you to believe in these tales? What is this? Kampati kata yitam is it. Whom should I say? And who will come to believe? Put faith in such an ordinary, awkward thing that Brahma has come, the Supreme Most, the Absolute has come for prey here, seek in search of affection of the gopis, the girls of the milkmaid persons, milkmen, who will come to believe it? Then there is samprati, one word, now. Who will come now to believe? I gave some interpretation long ago from Madras Mott, that what is the meaning here, now? Who will come to believe, to put faith in such apparently lower idea now, but afterwards men will come to put faith in it. When? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. And he will come and he will place it to the public in such a way clear and generous, and the crossing the law of morality in transcendental way, he will be able to show the transcendental characteristic of this thing, then people will come to put faith in this. That was the note in my article, Madhavendra Puri. In Harmonist, I gave one article from Madras about Madhavendra Puri, there it is mentioned in this way. that now no one will come to put faith in him, but afterwards they may come. And afterwards means after the advent of Sri Chaitanya Dev, the combined Abhudara Radha Govinda. And he will push in such a way this thing that is above all moral questions. What is the real conception of the by power itself, very dexterously. Then the general faith in the public we may see, we can trace. It is so difficult that Vyas, Narad, who are the propounder of the school, they have come to see how Sukadev can push the thing in the assembly of the scholars, this parogyo, this parogyo, the God is exploiter, and he likes it very much, exploitation of his own things. How Sukh puts in the assembly of the scholars. Daipayanu Bhagavan Naradascha. Daipayan and his guru Narad, they also came to see how Sukh can put successfully this principle that Krishna aspect of the Absolute. Why so superior to us? Sukhamukhadam itattava samyutam. By his remarks, what he heard and that he put with his own remark to be acceptable to the scholars, theistic scholars. Ram, Ram. Good holy bowl. Now I feel hot.
Some fever? Some fever.
So I want to and loose. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. The principle of parukyo, do you understand? The demand of the husband towards the wife, represented by our previous karma, the position, the resultant of our previous karma has already in possession of samskar, mental impulse, in possession of us, our freedom.